Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our state is beginning to make a name for itself in advanced materials research. That notoriety was furthered recently by our next guest's efforts in composites for the automotive industry, which won his organization the 2020 Innovation Technology Integration Award. Dr. Srikanth Pilla is the Robert Patrick Jenkins Endowed Professor at Clemson University. He is also the founding director of the Clemson Composites Center and director of their Automotive Engineering Certificate Program. And he joins us now by phone from his office at Clemson University. Srikanth, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Congratulations on this award.
Thanks a lot. It's a great privilege to be alongside so many outstanding folks, and we are honored. When I say we, it's a team effort, not just myself, but I represent those folks who really did the hard work.
Now tell us about the project that won this award.
The project was sponsored by the Department of Energy, and it's also supported by Honda R&D Americas. And the project was awarded about 4 years ago. The DOE put together a solicitation and asked for some innovative technologies that can take a baseline metallic door and then lightweight it by at least 42.5%. And we can use any kind of technology that we want, but make sure that the cost of the new door doesn't exceed $5 for every pound of weight that we save. And at the same time, the technologies for manufacturing should be scalable in a way that we can make at least 20,000 vehicles, which is probably 80,000 doors. So I said, okay, let's go with the thermoplastics option. And when I looked at the thermoplastics option, these are not new materials. However, they have never been attempted for structural applications. And we put together the team, Honda backed it up, and we together went and submitted a proposal, which DOE successfully awarded.
Do you expect this automobile door that is made from sustainable thermoplastic composites, that this will be in large-scale production anytime soon and used on automobiles in the country?
That's the hope. I'm not going to say that it's going to be in the commercial domain over the next 2-3 years, but you can definitely see at some point within the next decade, these technologies coming into the automotive world. And the word you used, I liked it. I basically want to emphasize thermoplastics in principle are reprocessable, and that was the biggest motivation for our team to actually propose the technology, because we always believe in sustainability and circularity. So given all the new things happening around climate control and circularity, sustainability, we definitely believe there will be a big push for these technologies within the automotive world.
And what was your main challenge in this project?
The biggest challenge, I would say, is meeting the cost requirements in parallel with the weight requirements. So we were able to meet the cost requirements with a little bit compromise on the weight. Not too much. We were at least at this point at 38% compared to 42.5%, which is still a huge weight reduction for an automotive.
And the notes that I'm seeing here is that the average price increase on the door is about $150 per door.
If you do the math based on what the current door cost and weight is, it comes to about $150 more than what the baseline door is. Yeah.
And so is there going to be any studies done on fuel efficiency because of the lower weight and having that overtake that additional cost per door?
That's a good point. That is beyond the scope of this project. But at a larger picture, you can think that if we translate this technology to other parts of the vehicle, it may not be exactly over 1/3 of the weight savings. However, it could be some other different number. But if you average all those percentage weight reductions and everything, then definitely there will be huge fuel savings thing. We haven't done that study as part of this project because it wasn't in the scope, but that is something easily translatable in future. Yeah.
Well, Srikanth, thank you so much for spending time with us today, and congratulations again on this award.
Thank you so much. Very pleasure to talking to you.
Dr. Srikanth Pilla is the Robert Patrick Jenkins Endowed Professor at Clemson University. He is also the founding director of the Clemson Composite Center and director of their Automotive Engineering Certificate Program, and they were the recent recipients of the 2020 InnoVision Technology Integration Award. We will have links to all of those so you can learn more posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.